Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, you guys, I'm a little conflicted by some technology here, okay? And I told you guys how excited I have been to finally get a Waymo, right? This weekend it happened. And I don't know what part of the country you guys might be living in, but here in Atlanta, you can only pretty much get Waymos in one area of the city, downtown or, kind of the downtown area. They're not even going on the highways yet or anything like that. And if you don't know what Waymo is, it's a driverless Uber. It's a driverless car, right? I was in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and it's like every fifth car is a Waymo because it's so tech savvy there. I'm hearing the same thing in California. In Atlanta, it's pretty new. I was excited to get in one, man. I think here's where I get conflicted, that I'm looking at the technology. I see the technology, and I think it's just a matter of time before more often than not, a Waymo is going to be picking you up than it is an Uber driver, which makes me sad on one hand, because these are human beings that are trying to earn a living. And I think there are like 6 million Uber drivers around the world that inevitably could be out of work, right? And that sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks. But the technology to me, it was like hitting the lottery. And we'll talk more about it tomorrow, because I know Mikey's got beef with me in his Waymo. But getting into it was so exciting for me. And it really felt like every turn, watching the steering wheel turn by itself, felt like a roller coaster ride. Like, oh my God, we were going like towards a fire truck, but it knew like stop when you're supposed to stop. Then it backed up by itself, worked its way around a parking lot, and then went around the back to Tongue and Groove's entrance. So it knew it all, right? And everybody else in the car was like freaking out about it. They weren't really ready for it. But when I got out, I started to think about it. And I almost hate this because I do like humans quite a bit. But there is the human factor in driving a car. Like, you don't know who the driver is. You don't know if they're distracted, if they just got in a fight with their husband or their wife. Something's going on in their life that isn't keeping them quite focused on the road, right? Then you look at Waymo, who is... it's just completely focused. It doesn't have emotion. It's just taking in its surroundings. It is very focused. Are you safer in a Waymo? And I haven't seen a lot of accidents with Waymos. What they're getting in trouble for is they get confused by like a construction sites and stuff like that, or they'll stall out. But there hasn't been a lot of like accidents, head-on accidents that it's misinterpreting, right? So at the end of the day, at the end of the drive, I was like, and I hate to say this because it's humans, I might feel a little bit safer in a Waymo at some point.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
I mean, I know there's human error, but there's also computer error as well.
Sure.
But I'm wondering, like, statistically, what the comparison is.
And it's still in its infant stages. We have to remember that about Waymo right now is that this is, in 5 years, this is going to look completely different, and it'll be even more advanced. So I think with any new technology, you're going to have like a fender bender. It's going to stall from time to time. We just haven't, even now in the infant stages, haven't seen disastrous results just yet. And I was wondering, like, am I going to feel safer in a Waymo than I would with a human driver? And that sucks.
So my worry is this, because Teslas have had self-driving and I've had the privilege of like trying it out, and it's the same kind of thing, right? But you're supposed to be watching the road as well as the driver, but the car drives for you, it turns, all that crazy stuff.
And by the way, there are so many cameras in those cars. Like, they knew that we had too many people in the car. So a woman's voice, a real person that we were interacting with, is like, yo, you guys got too many people in the car. You need to get out. And then we were starting to ask questions about Waymo that she was answering. So there are cameras. It's not completely self-sufficient yet.
Right. And in Teslas, there are cameras inside the car, too. Like, you can remote view and all that stuff. And that's how it knows whether or not you're watching the road. And the Tesla will actually pull over if you're not paying attention to the road. It'll stop the self-driving. But my problem is, and I'm speaking specifically for Teslas, but it has to do with self-driving. They did tests with kids running out in the street, and the Teslas didn't recognize them in time sometimes in the tests. And I don't know. They may have rectified it. It might be an old test. But I think my thing is, yes, Kristen's right. Computers can make errors as well, just like humans. And what worries me is that there is no human in the Waymo to sort of be that second set of eyes. Like, oh, I know how to get around construction. I've seen them stuck at left turns when there's a lot of traffic, stuff like that. And so I think I would love to see this relationship between humans and computers where they're both needed to create an actually really safe environment. I've seen people stuck in a Waymo, unable to get out, pulled out, or it was a driverless car, I don't know, Waymo specifically, on the side of the highway, and they couldn't get out because for safety, the doors were locked and nobody was answering at the time. And so I just, we're in the infancy and we're not there, but I think the perfect future has both people, like people and computers working together.
Have you been in one? Because you're in that part of town way more than I am.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten a Waymo yet, because I'm under the impression that when you get your Uber, it gives you the option to get a Waymo, and every single time it's like, yeah, you're going too far. You out in the streets, girl.
Your generation is going to be able to look at so many things that you've lived through. I mean, the technology that you're living through right now, AI, driverless cars, you lived through a pandemic also. When history is going to look back at your generation and go, they're rough.
Trust me, we've been having it rough. But as Cassie was talking, I was just...
Millennials with like a word.
Yeah, right.
As you were talking, I was just picturing, like, telling my brother's grandkids, like, yeah, back in my day, like, it was shocking when you got into the car and there was no driver. Now it's just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be like, all right, let's get you to bed, Grandma.
The Burt Show.